Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. A new chapter in America's campaign to impose the Jewish entity's dominance over Muslim lands. In a series of highly sophisticated covert operations this week, thousands of Hezbollah members in Lebanon were targeted in what is believed to be a Mossad-led intelligence strike, marking a new phase in the Jewish war. Last Tuesday, explosions rocked the region when thousands of Hezbollah members' pagers exploded, followed by a second wave of explosions that tore apart hundreds of walkie-talkie carriers on Wednesday. The attacks left a devastating toll, with 12 people killed and more than 2,000 injured by pager explosions, while walkie-talkie explosions killed 20 people and injured at least 450. The Jewish entity has remained silent about these attacks and has not officially commented on them, but its defense minister, Yoav Gallant's announcement of a new phase in the war on Wednesday indicates a strategic shift in its military stance, a shift that aims to cripple the military capabilities of the Iranian party and secure the northern border of its border with Lebanon. After the Jewish entity was about to finish its barbaric operations in Gaza and the West Bank with the complicity of various local, regional, and international powers and countries, it was Lebanon and the resistance turn. The Lebanese-Iranian party has always posed a threat to the security of the Jewish entity in the north. By targeting the communications devices used by its members, it seems that the Jewish entity is focusing on liquidating and dismantling the infrastructure of its leadership and to take control over it. This strategic focus on its communications system may be a prelude to more comprehensive operations aimed at weakening its ability to launch attacks or coordinate with Iran's agents in the region, so that the Jewish entity becomes the sole power in the region without any challenge or trouble. The Jewish entity's goal is clear: to weaken the Iranian party's ability to wage war and to create a safer environment to facilitate the return of the more than 1 million Jews who fled from the north and those who fled from the entity due to the ongoing conflict. The precision and scale of these attacks indicates that the Jewish entity is likely preparing for an expanded military campaign aimed at neutralizing threats along its northern border. Due to the collusion and cooperation of Western intelligence, the size and technical complexity of this operation indicates that the Jewish entity did not carry it out alone. Although the Mossad has a long history of dirty intelligence operations that it has carried out, large-scale bombing of communications devices indicates the involvement of Western intelligence agencies, especially in providing the technological expertise necessary to carry out the operation. The integration of such complex technology into the communication system of the Iranian party also indicates that the equipment provided or sold by Western countries has either been tampered with or hacked. Due to the triviality of the response that the Jewish entity has become accustomed to from Iran and its party after every crime it commits against them, it has dared to commit more of these crimes. As for the head of the snake, America, it has been involved in similar hacking operations of military technology in Muslim countries. In 2010, the Stuxnet virus developed by it and the Jewish entity targeted Iranian nuclear facilities. During the 2003 invasion of Iraq, it manipulated the Iraqi air defense system manufactured by France. In Egypt, the F-16s it supplied were suspected of being hacked during the revolution in 2013. Saudi Arabia also failed to rely on the Patriot missile defense system it supplied it to prevent attacks on its oil facilities in 2019, raising questions about the degree of trust in Western technology. This incident is a stark reminder to everyone, especially the Islamic Ummah and its militaries, that reliance on Western technology can be a double-edged sword. Countries that rely on Western-provided equipment for critical infrastructure, communications, or military purposes are increasingly vulnerable to hacking or use against them. As the recent explosions targeting Iran's party have demonstrated, and that sophisticated sabotage can be carried out remotely with devastating effect. The lesson here is clear. States seeking to protect their sovereignty can no longer trust or rely on Western technology, no matter how advanced. Islamic countries in particular should be wary of continuing to rely on Western-made equipment that can be used by foreign intelligence agencies. The risk of infiltration or manipulation is real and dire. If the Muslim states were independent, they would have sought to develop alternative technology groups or invested in building their own local capabilities, if they wanted to secure their military, communications, intelligence infrastructure, and civilian networks, they would have to look beyond Western suppliers to protect themselves from external threats, such as cyber and intelligence threats. Developing local technologies may be more resource intensive, but they provide the critical and desired benefit of security and self-reliance in the modern era, where information warfare has become the warfare that is most relied upon to decide the outcome of battles and wars. Therefore, the armies of the Muslim countries must free themselves from dependence on the West. These armies cannot tolerate compromising their military capabilities. The attack in Lebanon is not just about the party of Iran, but about systematically weakening any form of military power that the Muslim countries may possess by exploiting weaknesses in their technology. Yes, it is time for the Muslim armies to free themselves from the constraints of dependence on the West in all its forms. To ensure its sovereignty and security, it must reject dependence on foreign technology and develop its own military and communication system, protecting itself from foreign manipulation and control in the future. An autonomous economy, army, and technology can only flourish in a state free from dependence on America and its allies in the region. This cannot happen in the shadow of the harmful states existing in the Muslim lands. They are agent states subordinate to the West and are ruled by insignificant, ignorant Rawabida, whose main job is to spy on and attack Muslims. Therefore, emancipation from the West and its industry cannot be imagined except in the shade of the Khilafah, Caliphate, on the method of prophethood. Therefore, we call on the sincere in the Muslim armies to remedy their situation, overthrow the agent rulers, and give Nusra material support to Hizb Tahrir to establish the Khilafah, which will create an independent political, economic, military, and technological force far from the West's dominance or ability to penetrate. For such honor, all should strive. As-Saffat 61. The Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir.